It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Today we're going to look at our second study in the book of Revelation, and this will be study number 28 in our studies. And we've been going through the New Testament in what I've entitled A Bird's Eye View. It's not an in-depth study, but it gives us an overview of what each book of the New Testament is about. Well, in Revelation, we're going to look today once again at the purpose of the book, and let me remind you, this is study number 2. And we'll have one more study after this. Well, we see that, first of all, the author of the book was the Apostle John. We've talked about that. And it was written to Christians who were feeling defeated in the first century. And I would say that it's also written to you and myself today. There's times, do you ever feel that you're defeated? Well, God wants us to be lifted up. And he's written the words of God to us. It's God-breathed, the entire word of God. And he's given us the book to help us to be strong in the Lord. Well, I believe that the key verses in Revelation are in chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, and actually chapters 4 and 5. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 19, it says, "Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter." Well, the purpose of the book, once again, is to present Jesus Christ as King. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, and Revelation chapter 5, verse 13, Revelation 17, verse 14, and Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 16, it talks about this. It's also to present Jesus Christ as the Lamb or the Victor. Pardon me, not the Lamb, but the Lion. In other words, the Victor. Revelation chapter 5, verses 1 through 5, of course, it speaks of this as, and it's also to present him as the Lamb. Now, don't get him, think of the Lamb as the one who's coming back to this world and the second coming. He's coming back as the Lion. He's not coming back. He died once. He's not going to die again. And the next time he comes back, he will be the Victor. Revelation chapter 5, verses 6 through 14, and many other verses talk about Jesus as the Lamb of God. Well, then we want to look today at the purpose of our study at hand. The purpose today is for us to study and to present the rapture of the church. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8, the Bible says, "I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name." Now, of course, this is written to one of the seven churches that we read about in the book of Revelation. Well, then in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1, it says this, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet, talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter." Well, this, of course, is what many Bible scholars believe is pointing to the rapture of the church from this point on. Once again, it's speaking of the rapture, and from this point on until we get over to where it speaks of the bride, and of course the church is the bride of Christ, the rapture of the church, the bride of Christ, one and the same, the church, the bride of Christ. Well, what about the certainty about the rapture? Well, some would have you to believe that it is not certain, but the Bible speaks that it will certainly happen. In John chapter 14 and verse 3, Jesus said, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." We go to be with Jesus at death. Well, in the meantime, we're not just sleeping. The Bible teaches us that we are now with the Lord once we have left this body. Keep this in mind, that this old body that we're in now, it's going to die. And it goes back to the dust from which it came. And once again, we will. I don't know how all this is going to take place. God knows. I just simply know I'm going to receive a new body one day. And once again, I'm going to be with the Lord forever. eternal life. Nothing is going to be able to take that from me. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2, it says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." What comfort that brings to my heart, and it should bring comfort to your heart as well. You may be going through a difficult time now, but keep this in mind. One day you're going to be with the Lord, and old things, once again, are gone. All things are new at that time. Well, there are many other verses that point to the rapture of the church. Don't let anyone tell you it's not going to happen. We want to look now at something else concerning the rapture and the time of the rapture. Of course, the time of the rapture is unknown. Romans chapter 11, verse 25, it says, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." Well, the fullness of the Gentiles, of course, is the completion of the church. It's when Jesus says, "Come up hither." And that is the completion of the church, and that's the fullness of the Gentiles. Matthew 16, 18, it says, "And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock." Now, remember, it's not upon Peter, but upon this rock, speaking of Jesus himself, where he says, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Well, the time of the rapture is unknown. What about signs of the rapture? Of course, there are none. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 13, it says, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." We do not know when the rapture is going to take place. The participants in the rapture, first of all, will be those who are first to go. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16, it says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Well, this is what I was speaking of earlier, that those people who have gone on before the rapture, those people who have died in Christ, will come back with him. Well, who will come with the Lord when the rapture takes place? We've gone through this when we've mentioned this before. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 14, it says, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." But I believe it's going to happen. We will receive our new bodies, whether we've been raptured or whether we've gone on to be with the Lord. We will receive new bodies at a specific time when God says so. Well, the first to be raptured are also those who come with the Lord. And there's no discrepancy when we read these verses concerning that. I believe that when a person leaves this world, when the breath of life leaves the body, the saved person, I believe that that is a form of a rapture for them. They go to be with the Lord right then. They're not doing something that some people call soul sleep. They're not asleep. They're alive. And why? Because they have eternal life. Well, once again, who are the second people to go? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and I'm speaking of the second people to go in the rapture, it says, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds." Caught up together, be together with whom? Those who have gone on before. We're going to, the Bible goes on to say, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Well, who are those who do not go? Of course, those who go are we who are alive, and I'm looking for the Lord at that time. And once again, there are no signs pointing to the rapture. There's no set time that we're given that the rapture will take place, but I'm looking for him at any moment. Well, but what about those people who do not go, the non-participants of the rapture? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Now, these are those people who are not saved. Those people who have never trusted Christ will not go in the rapture. And when we think of this, what a sad time that will be. They will not be saved. They will not go to in the rapture. Well, the rapture is going to be sudden. And we've already read in Revelation 4:1, but notice 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 52, where it says, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." Well, those people who have died and gone on before will be changed, just as you and I, who have trusted Christ Jesus as Savior, will be changed. All those people who have trusted Jesus, the rapture would take place right now, and our bodies would be changed to be fashioned like His. Well, there's many other aspects that we could look at here, and let's look at one other thing. Once again, at the rapture question, is the rapture the second coming of the Lord? Well, at the rapture, only believers will see Christ, according to Titus chapter 2 and verse 13. It says, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." At the second coming of the Lord, every eye shall see Him. At the rapture, only those people who are saved will see Him, according to the Bible. At the second coming, every eye, according to the Bible, will see Him. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. This is after the resurrection of the Lord and during His ascension back into heaven. It says there, Acts chapter 1, verse 11, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee." Now there were two men standing by, and they were telling the apostles and disciples and all the witnesses of Christ going up in the air. They saw Him going up. It says, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven." And of course, this is speaking of the people who are alive, those people who are alive during the coming again of our Lord. In other words, the second coming, men, women, and children will see the Lord descending in the clouds. But I also believe that could also mean that only the saved people at the rapture, once again, only saved people is going to see Him at the rapture. Well, Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 says, "Behold, He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see Him, and they also which pierced Him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Him. Even so, amen." Now, we're going to speak more on this topic in the next study as we look into the book of Revelation. Well, another reason for the purpose of this study is to gain insight as to the Great Tribulation. In Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, it speaks of the Great Tribulation. When will the Great Tribulation begin? Of course, the Bible teaches us that it's going to be after Christ removes His church. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 and 14 says this, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him." And once again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 56, it says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, to last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible." Well, there's many verses that teach about the tribulation period. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way." I believe that that's speaking of the Holy Spirit working through the church. Revelation 6:17 says, "For the great day of His wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand?" We'll look further into this subject in our third study of the book of Revelation.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.